Can disabilities make the podcast? This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Gail Sullivan. Episode number 1797 is here.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by... We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. Okay, let's get to it.
Opening music plays.
Host. Good day, listeners. Welcome to another episode of our podcast, where we explore different topics that matter to you. And in today's episode, we'll be talking about disabilities and their place in the world of podcasting. Our question for the day is, can disabilities make the podcast?
Transition music plays. Host. So, to begin with, let's discuss what disabilities are and how they can affect the lives of people living with them. Disabilities can range from physical impairments, such as blindness or deafness, to mental health conditions, such as anxiety or depression. These conditions can significantly impact people's lives, making certain activities, including work and social interactions, difficult.
Transition music plays.
Host. This brings us to the question of whether disabilities can make the podcast. One of the beauties of podcasting is that it's an inclusive medium that offers opportunities for people from all walks of life to share their stories with the world. For people with disabilities, podcasting can be an excellent platform to express themselves and connect with others. Transition music plays.
Host. There are countless examples of people with disabilities who have made a tremendous impact on the world of podcasting. For instance, there's Mike Kinsella, a musician with hearing loss who co-hosts the Saddle Creek podcast, which is centered around indie music. Likewise, there's Andrew Gerza, a disability activist who hosts the Disability After Dark podcast, discussing the intersection of disability and sexuality.
Transition music plays.
Host. Through their podcasts, these individuals are breaking down barriers and raising awareness about the challenges that people with disabilities face. They're also inspiring others to pursue their passions, no matter how daunting the journey may seem.
Transition music plays.
Host.
So, what are some of the unique contributions that people with disabilities can bring to the world of podcasting? First of all, they can offer insights that other people may not have considered. For instance, someone with a physical disability can offer a unique perspective on mobility issues that may not be immediately apparent to others. Similarly, someone with a mental health condition can share their experiences with anxiety or depression, offering insights that could help others understand these conditions better.
Transition music plays.
Host.
Additionally, people with disabilities can provide a new point of view for their listeners. Their unique experiences can broaden others' perspectives, helping people to be more empathetic and compassionate towards those with disabilities. Conversely, people with disabilities can also learn from their listeners, who may offer fresh perspectives and insights on the diverse topics they discuss in their podcast episodes.
Transition music plays.
Host. In conclusion, our answer to whether disabilities can make the podcast is an unequivocal yes. Podcasting offers a medium for people with disabilities to share their stories with the world, break down barriers, and inspire others. Furthermore, their unique experiences and insights can provide vital perspectives and broaden our understanding of the world around us.
Closing music plays.
Host, dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any comments or feedback, please feel free to reach out to us. We always value your thoughts. Until next time, take care, and stay tuned for our next episode. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1797. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.